WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The holidays are almost upon us. AAA projecting about 80 million travelers will head 50 miles from home during Thanksgiving week. That is nearly 2 million more people than last year.
If you're driving, we do have some good news. Gas prices are expected to drop below $3 a gallon in many places before Thanksgiving. And that's a nice change from last year's average, which was $3.26.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, the TSA, also projecting one of its busiest weeks in the air as well. President-elect Donald Trump naming a new Attorney General nominee, Pam Bondi, is the former Florida attorney general and is Trump's second choice after former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who pulled his name from consideration. Quickly moving water, even as little as 6 inches of it. Sonoma County Fire's Karen Hancock says it can be deadly.
Lose your balance and move a vehicle. It can lift a vehicle and move it off the roadway.
Lots of that going on in Northern California, where torrential rain and high winds are raising the risk of flash flooding and mudslides. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are investigating a shooting yesterday that left two people hurt. It happened after 4 o'clock on Schrader Road. The two people shot were taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. The department's violent crime unit is now on the case. Anybody with information is asked to call Madison police or Dane County Crime Stoppers. You can also submit tips through the P3 Tips app. And some Madison schools are getting national recognition. U.S. News & World Report released its school rankings, and 5 from the Madison Metropolitan School District made the top 30 in the state. On the list of elementary schools, Randall, Shorewood Hills, and Van Hise made the cut. That's out of 1,900 in the state. Velma Hamilton Middle School was named 15th best in Wisconsin. And out of the state's 569 high schools, Madison West was named 24th. Meanwhile, a city in Rock County will soon have 100 more jobs. Governor Tony Evers' office and the Department of Transportation announced a $500,000 grant to the city of Milton. They'll use that money to improve 1,700 feet of Vickerman Road. It'll be wider and graded for heavier trucks. Plus, it'll accommodate a new charter next generation facility. These grants are meant to improve infrastructure so companies can grow, adding more jobs to the Wisconsin economy. And this weekend, a new vessel joins the U.S. Navy, honoring a southern Wisconsin city. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Navy is adding a new vessel to its fleet, and they're doing it in Milwaukee. The commissioning of the USS Beloit will take place Saturday, and the ship's already docked in the city. The combat ship, named after the Wisconsin city, honors that city's naval contribution of building engines. They've been doing that at the Fairbanks Morse plant. After the ceremony Saturday, the USS Beloit will embark on its journey to its new home at Naval Station Mayport.
And the state football championships are in town. The D3, D2, and D1 games are today at Camp Randall. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without two of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jaire Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice with Jaire and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. 7 times, 7, 8 times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. 43 for a high on Sunday. Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
At Furlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Furlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Furlo.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, John and Gordy will attempt to not cry over the dismantling of democracy.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
I do want to say something, though, about Tom Holman.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone who said Trump doesn't know what Project 2025 is, he just put a key contributor in charge of this. And Tom Holman was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and he was asked, is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families? And he said, of course there is. Families can be deported together.
Yeah. You said, do we have that? Yeah, we have Tom Holman.
We do.
Who wrote part of Project 2025 Trump didn't know anything about.
Right.
He's heard things, but he doesn't know anything about. Yeah, here he is.
Uh-huh. If you're in the country illegally, you're not off the table. I mean, we've been looking for fugitives. There's over a million illegal aliens in this country who got due process at great taxpayer expense, were ordered removed by a judge, and failed to leave. So they're also a priority. But yeah, I mean, we'll be moving on to those who may not be a criminal, may not be a fugitive, but they enter this country illegally, which is a crime. And they're here illegally, and they are not off the table. I want to be clear on that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all the Latinos who said, with undocumented relatives, who said, he doesn't mean me. He doesn't mean my relatives. Oh, my God. And scene. For America. Unless we listen to this lady, Rena Shaw is the founding member of Republicans for Harris.
Yes.
Founder of Relax. Am I saying that right? Relax Strategies. Yeah. Hard to relax right now, isn't it, Rena? Good morning.
Good morning to you. You know, I was thinking about that name. I named my company some 12 years ago when I left Capitol Hill. And it's actually a play on my name, which is of Indian ancestry, Rena Lakshmi. And it's like a Marianne. So I took the R-I and the L-A-X, and now people are like, you don't relax ever. And I'm like, no, I'm always in the fight.
Yeah.
Rena, can I just say, I'm so glad to have you on this morning. I think our friend Stephen Beschloss told us about you, but I just heard another discussion this morning beating up on Democrats for what happened and that, they need to go more centrist. How many more Republicans for Harris could there be like you? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to get your take on these analysis because every major and Republican that worked for Trump tried to warn America. Right.
There was a lot of sounding of the alarms. Right. And we thought it would work. We thought we could get through to people, particularly on the message of democracy. And then also going a step further for many of us who may be anti-abortion for ourselves. I'm talking conservatives, right? Republicans for Harris, who were supportive of the Harris-Walz ticket, who were supportive of Biden in 2020. For me, I can be anti-abortion for myself. But I can be pro-choice for other women. And so then that just puts me in the pro-choice camp.
Right.
So going a step further on that, there was a democracy argument. There was a reproductive rights, care and access argument. And essentially what we saw was people were willing to say, you know what, that stuff may matter to me, but some other things matter a little bit more. And I think those other things were obviously the feeling that of the economy, the cost of living being very burdensome, and then just geopolitical tensions that weren't there when Trump was in office. And you know, I've been calling it luck, and I've been getting a lot of heat for that because people expect a little bit more from a political strategist. Right. But when I try to tell people, it's a duopoly we have here. You can go in and you can write your brother or sister in, but that's not going to do anything. Yeah. You know, I tried with a third party in 2016. I was a top advisor and the chief spokeswoman for Evan McMullen. Mm. We ran a 3-month sprint to try to deny Donald Trump the White House in 2016. We failed miserably, but hey, we tried.
Yeah.
And so in seeing that, I learned a lot more about the system than a lot of people did. And what I saw here was not an acceptance of Trump so much as just a rejection of what they, the people, again, who went for Trump or who helped Trump with their vote, a rejection of what they felt the Democrats were serving up. So it was always going to be a hard fight.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a principled fight that those of us who cared took on.
Speaking of third party, Dana Gould said, I'm sure Jill Stein has harsh words for Trump's staunchly anti-Palestinian cabinet picks. We just played Tom Holman. You know, everybody's been talking about, you know, Latinos that have been interviewed on TV and elsewhere that were literally have undocumented relatives. They're like, oh, well, they don't mean us. I mean, that's one of the other stories is people voting against their self-interests. Again, whether your cause is, you know, what was happening in Gaza, whether you're a Latino. I mean, there's a whole piece today. Here's how Trump's anti-immigrant message broke through with non-white voters. I mean, it is amazing, right, how fear-mongering and dividing can work. Even it says Trump made notable gains with voters of color despite his openly racist and xenophobic campaign messaging. A record 46% of Latinos voted for him, up 14 points from 2020. Asian American support jumped 5 points to 39%. Black support gained only 1 point at 13%. But talk about this a little bit, because it's just, it's a little, particularly, I was just thinking of Asians with his whole Kung Flu and China virus. And he has been racist to every single segment of the population.
Every single one. Nobody goes untouched from Trump's, I think, true ire against those who just don't want to support him because they find him problematic, whether personally or policy-wise, right? Because that's what I think it comes down to. Those numbers you just shared, though, tell a story, and a really important one that that makes many of us in the political insider class, which I unfortunately am now after many years, but you know, I can't say I didn't want to be here. I got into politics because I love people. And then when I worked for two members on Capitol Hill, I started to see how the system worked. I liked it less and less, but I stayed. Yeah. And so for the insider
I got class, into radio because I hate everyone. But go ahead. I'm kidding.
I'm not going to lie. I have those days. But I think being in politics requires you to have this sense of eternal optimism.
Yeah.
And the story that those numbers tell is one that I think the political establishment needs to kind of come to terms with.
Yeah.
Is that this is all about us versus them. When people put themselves mentally in the camp, because we're all very tribalistic, right? At the end of the day, it's what we are as humans.
This is this part.
And I think for the Asian American segment, and so I'm a new American, and that I'm a daughter of immigrants from India and Africa, and I can sort of speak to the attitudes there. I think there's a sense that a lot of these people followed the law. They got in line. They followed the letter of the law almost to a fault. And they feel kind of a sense that something's being taken from them by an entire swath of people that are being let in freely. So the sort of open borders, the porous borders argument that Trump and all his ilk went out with, it resonated because it drove those people further into this mindset that they were wronged because a whole class of people who didn't follow the law were getting benefits.
Yeah, no, I get it, but some of them came in illegally in the case of this one Latino family, and some of their relatives are still illegal. They just don't think they mean them. And so, you know, this line in the many Latino voters also disconnected from the immigration experience and hold xenophobic ideas themselves. Trump intermingled his xenophobic attacks with his economic message. In every single message, immigrants are taking your jobs. They're coming after you, said one analyst. Inevitably, particularly if you're part of certain ecosystems, you'll start to believe that rhetoric. That's a neat trick, can I just say, you know, to make. I keep saying, Rena, we're in the find out in the look around and find out program very quickly. I mean, people that don't realize Obamacare is the Affordable Care Act that they have. This Dr. Oz nomination seen as a potential boon for Medicare privatization. I think people, many people, it's like comparing it to Brexit. They have no idea what they voted for and what's coming.
I think you're touching on something that I've been thinking about a lot this past week, and what's going to happen to our social fabric here. But the reality is so many people felt like our social fabric is already unraveling. It's we have found ourselves in a moment where we have become even more individualistic. Like, see, our system, our society set up for us to become so selfish, for us to become so individualistic. But what I see right now is that happening on steroids. You know, people have just started to say, well, my situation matters way more than the person next door. We don't even talk to our neighbors anymore. So it's no surprise that a lot of these same people that are going to be touched by and impacted greatly, not just touched by these policies that they don't even really start to understand.
Yeah.
That they know they voted for, but don't even realize they fully voted for.
Yeah.
These people just need to be slammed. You know, they need to be met in the face with it for it to sort of mm-hmm. get down into their system, for it to really resonate with them how bad it all is.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it.
Now, speaking of steroids, Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, come on.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Uh-huh. I mean, first of all, it just shows part of the cowardice and hypocrisy of how we got here. I don't know if you saw this. In audio we recovered from his radio show, he read and praised a description of Trump and his supporters as belligerent idiots, outright Nazis, cowards, and bootlickers. He also compared Trump to Hitler. Right? Which makes him, I mean, it's just, you know, but you wrote just a great thread about post-polio syndrome ruined the last years of my late dad's remarkable life. Had he had access to polio vaccines as a child in Uganda, he'd likely be alive today and would have been able to run and play sports with me and my siblings, among so many other things. I mean, and just that this hypocrite, this coward, Bobby Kennedy, is going to do God knows what, you know, in his thirst for power, right?
Yeah, I think there's just so much that can be said about it. You know, it comes from obviously a political dynasty, has been shunned by his own siblings, and you can see that it's cowardice on display. RFK Jr., as much as he looks like this strong, independent voice, you know, I saw people when he announced his bid say, you know, they found him refreshing. And I think for me, it was always the vaccine stances. I'm like, come on now. You say something like that, you're not in touch with reality.
Right. See, you see refreshing. I see lunatic.
Yeah.
I love someone on Fox trying to defend Matt Gaetz yesterday. It was like, well, you know, she just come out and say, you know, I was a firebrand. I'm like, oh, is that a new word for a rapist? You know, 2 years ago, I was a firebrand. Oh, well. Yeah.
I think that's the problem, though. People found him refreshing because they did not go beneath the surface.
Right.
And we have an electorate that is just genuinely not interested in doing that. And that's why I had to tweet that about my dad. It's like, I can like some of this stuff about RFK Jr. wanting to remove processed and food and additives or whatever. That's cool. I'm a mom. I try to make my granola bars at home. Right. I fail miserably, but every time I go to the store, I'm empowered. I read the ingredient list. But what we're talking about with him is the fact that he openly sits on media and says, no, I didn't say that. They run the clip and this guy still is like, no, I wasn't a vaccine denier.
Yeah.
So I think having him at the helm, even if he's saying that he won't ban any vaccines that are currently available, it's the public health messaging. The fact that he's talking about informed consent, that's going to create such huge problems.
The number of people, including his own vice president, J.D. Vance, Joe and Mika, to Bobby Kennedy now, who have called him Hitler. Mm-hmm. You cannot walk back calling someone Hitler without being a giant coward that's just you know, wants to be close to power or is afraid of power. By the way, to your point about just healthcare in general, Laura tweeted, did you know that free annual checkups and preventative screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, and pap smears didn't used to be free? Right. This is part of the Affordable Care Act. Pass it on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I keep saying, you know, Rena, as we come full circle, disinformation was the big, because they didn't win on the truth, on things that were actually Biden-Harris policies. They won on fear-mongering, you know, on lies about the economy, about trans people, about, you know, immigrants. If you noticed, I don't know, apparently all the dogs and cats have been eaten. There are no, because I haven't heard anything else about that now, people eating dogs and cats.
It's
the caravans are gone again. It's like magic.
Mm-hmm. You have a sitting senator taking a Facebook post and extrapolating it, making it seem like it's some widespread problem. I mean, that's what J.D. Vance did with that Facebook post about the eating the dogs in Springfield, Ohio. I mean, the woman who posted that is apologizing, like, I'm so sorry. But, hey, the can is already open. The monkeys are already out or crawling in, whatever you would call it. I know our viewers can't see it, but I'm wearing these earrings that have a loop of monkeys. And it's because, I mean, that's what Washington is doing. They are monkeying around with our lives. I saw them do it. I mean, just a few years after the Affordable Care Act passed, not even a year or two later, they were talking about repeal and replace.
Yeah.
And this was the Affordable Care Act. I was a young staffer, a wee staffer on Capitol Hill, working for Republicans, by the way.
Yeah.
When that whole Affordable Care Act was being crafted and then got passed, obviously landmark legislation that gets the moniker Obamacare, there were Republicans conceding how much it was going to help their own communities. I mean, the talking point at that time was there's no bureaucrat that belongs in the exam room. Look at this about face that the Republican Party has done. It's so hypocritical.
I love the cartoon of the woman in stirrups, and they're like, oh, I see your problem. You have too many Republicans up there. Rena, we welcome all Republicans against Trump as long as you don't go to Mar-a-Lago and kiss the ring. You are welcome back anytime. No groveling. All right.
Thanks, Rena.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Okay.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. Yeah. We are all, you know, healthy folk. We want you to stay healthy. We want you to stay in the fight with us. One of the tools Mama uses, you know, like Wonder Woman had a golden lasso and, you know, the Just Thrive probiotic.
Right, in my
tool belt, theoretically.
Like Batman.
Yeah, right, yes.
Or Batchick or whatever.
Right, yeah. It's not Batchick. Okay. It's that time of year, right? Family gatherings, holiday parties, full of holiday cheer. Maybe a little bit too much cheer. A little bit, maybe too many holiday goodies. It can take its toll on your health. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can improve your sleep. You've heard lots about, right, probiotics. This is the best. Comes in capsules or gummies. It's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health. Here we go. Get in the game. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get laid. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Tax fees may apply. Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them, and they make perfect gifts for family, too. But did you know that Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights. Just like a thermostat, choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller and receive 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller. That's heatholders, making life warmer. One more time, that is heatholders.com. The code is Miller to get that 15% off.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bring it.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah. Bugle sang Aunt Frangela coming up, everybody. Oh, look, fine American Walter has written, Steph, as the official Take Back the Media coordinator for the Stephanie Miller Show, I'm announcing a new campaign entitled Make Morning Media Great Again. Mama God.
All right.
Of course, this is in response to the very poor Mika and Morning Joe ratings after their Mar-a-Lago ass-kissing trip to the orangutan exhibit. Just remember, everybody, the Stephanie Miller Show is the greatest morning radio show in the history of America. People are saying they've never heard or seen anything like it before.
Well,
a man just yesterday came up to me with tears in his eyes saying, sir, I've got the perfect place to get my news where both sides don't do it and fart jokes are included. You must listen to the Stephanie Miller Show. This is a true story, Chris.
Mm. Okay.
Love you, Mama, Jody, and yes, Chris, even though he's wrong. Bill in Tampa. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Brian Stelter, he said ratings for Morning Joe are getting weaker as the week goes on. This was just Monday morning. I've never seen anything like this. Have you? In TV. This was Monday morning they announced this ass-kissing trip. He said this is a notable AM drop-off. The whole network is down, obviously, but it's just extraordinary. And I was saying it was their reaction to it. Like, they're saying, like, we're out of touch and in a bubble. Look at your ratings. This is not just a bunch of cranks on social media.
No.
Right? I mean, the fact that he sort of, like, sneered at his viewers by going, oh, this is out of touch people are. Like, everybody that called me said it was great. It's like, oh, really? All your other rich white friends told you this was great. And it's just... Clayton said one small good news, Morning Joe ratings, which were already down, are now down another 40% since they both kissed the ring in Mar-a-Lago.
Boy.
And people have written so much great stuff. I was saying about Mark Elias saying, we're all scared. It's what you do with that, right? Mm-hmm. As I keep saying, you know, cowardice is contagious and so is courage. Jeff Tiedrich wrote, Morning Joe and Mika disgraced their entire profession. Have I mentioned lately Morning Joe and indeterminate time of day Mika can all the way off?
Oh.
Morning Joe and Indeterminate Mika are going to restart communications with a rapidly dementing narcissistic megalomaniac who has made his life's work to lie straight in the face of everyone. Thank you, Joe and Mika. You've saved the out of democracy. And he says, how does the media keep allowing themselves to get played over and over? Are they all like the protagonist of Memento? Did they all suffer some kind of head trauma that keeps them from forming long-term memories? Thank you. He humiliated them. Were they even gone yet when he tweeted them? Like, humiliating them. Anyway, he quotes a great Roxane Gay piece from the New York Times real quick that I want to talk about. And then John Fugelsang, and then Fridays with Frangela. Hooray! Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Gun deer season begins tomorrow across Wisconsin. Here's Derek Tritz.
Our hunters harvested about 174,000 deer in 2023, down about 17% from the year prior. This year, however, hunters have some advantages, according to State Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel.
The mild winter that we experienced last year, and what that means to the deer herd, you know, this year is higher fawn productivity, higher fawn survival from the previous year. And so that means, you know, more deer on the landscape to a certain degree. And also as it relates to bucks, their antler development will be a little bit better this year because they came out of the winter in such good physical shape.
As per usual, hunters should be on the lookout for chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. With more information, here's DNR herd health specialist Aaron Larson.
So CWD sampling is still available statewide. Anywhere that a hunter harvests a deer in the state, they can get it submitted for CWD sampling for free. However, we do have priority areas this fall that we are especially interested in receiving samples from. So these are around newer detections of wild or farm-raised captive positive detections that are in portions of central and northern Wisconsin.
Hunters should also be on the lookout for elk, as elk populations in Wisconsin have increased. It isn't uncommon for elk to be misidentified as white-tailed deer during the season, but the DNR wants to keep the elk population intact. Information about how to identify elk for accurate reporting can be found online through the Wisconsin DNR's website. Safety is always a priority during hunting season, and last year there were no fatalities. Still, hunters should remember gun safety fundamentals and to wear their blaze orange.
That's Derek Tritz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. 43 for a high on Sunday. Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer, with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the Recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor. And as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
I want to talk about Pete Hegseth, who you brought up. You are a veteran and a former Army Ranger. The allegations against Pete Hegseth are serious. Should those be discussed by the senators who would interview him during confirmation hearings?
Well, the gossip's already going on, and people want to talk about everything but the right kind of leader to change the Department of Defense. And we need a strong and focused military. That's what Pete Hegseth is going to bring, and we need to not deal with these distractions.
Oh, it's a distraction now.
Yeah,
sexual assault is a distraction.
Yep.
Yeah, because women just willy-nilly go to the hospital and get a rape kit run on them when it's consensual.
Right.
Okay, can I just quickly, this Jeff Tiedrich piece about Morning Joe, which, oh, by the way, we forgot to keep saying welcome, all you Morning Joe viewers.
Yeah.
Welcome. You found a home. he quotes Roxane Gay in the New York Times. Mr. Trump's voters are granted a level of care and coddling that defies credulity and is afforded to no other voting bloc. Many of them believe the most ludicrous things, babies being aborted after birth, children going to school as one gender, returning home surgically altered as another gender, even though those things simply do not happen. Time and time again, we hear wild lies these voters believe, and we act as if we're sharing the same reality as ours, as if they're making informed decisions about legitimate issues. We act as if they get to dictate the terms of the political engagement on foundation of fevered mendacity. We must refuse to participate in a mass delusion. Thank you. We must refuse to accept that the ignorance on display is a congenital condition rather than a choice. All of us should refuse to pretend that any of this is normal and that these voters are just woefully misunderstood, and if only the Democrats address their economic anxiety, they might vote differently. While they are numerous, that does not make them right. And Jeff just says Roxane's exactly right. And it's not just the media that coddles the cultists. They're coddling Donnie. They're giving him an endless series of free passes. Donnie gets to live inside his own reality where immigrants are eating the dogs and tariffs are the magic answer to everything. What the kind of common ground are we supposed to find with a power-mad lunatic who's vowed to imprison everyone who is insufficiently loyal? The only common ground Donnie's interested in is the kind where you agree with everything he says, kiss his ass, and tell him how amazing he is. And then it just a footnote for Dana Bash. He said, hey, Dana Bash just enshrined herself in the Straight Off Hall of Fame. She reported in Columbus a group of neo-Nazis paraded through that city waving swastikas. This is not the first time this has happened, and we don't know what side of the aisle this is coming from. Blinks in astonishment. We don't know what. Pro tip for Dana Bash. We never see a swastika and a Kamala for President banner in close proximity, but every time you see a swastika in America, there is a Trump banner right next to it. Mm-hmm. That didn't even take a lot of journalism, did it?
No.
Just kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to our. Hypnotized. Wow.
Oh, good morning.
Wow. Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
I tweeted a picture of us on stage for Sexy Liberal LA yesterday. I said, remember when we were 20 years younger and happier a couple weeks ago?
Two and a half weeks ago. It was amazing times way back then. But hey, look how far we've come with the mugshot cabinet, huh?
Yeah, I mean, right? Right.
Oh, you know, we thought comedy was dead. We didn't realize hacks, quacks, and a sex pest nest were waiting for all of us. Driven by spite, experience, slight, rapist, insight, extremely white. The Trump cabinet. Let's do this, people.
John, you know, I keep saying I think we got to take every victory because we're not going to obviously win them all or win even a lot of them. But where was this tweet? Hang on, hold please.
Yeah, don't worry, it gets better.
But you know, it is. It's like, first of all, it proves that what we already knew. He's a bumbling, incompetent fool. He's not all powerful.
Yes.
His first big nomination, he was barely elected 2 weeks ago, right? And it's just so.
Senate is already disobeying him because they don't respect or fear him. We're already there 2 months before he's sworn in. And it's beautiful. You know, I say to people who are mad that Gates dropped out, please don't feel bad. There's so many more rapists in the sea.
Right.
I mean, Gates is so innocent, he resigns Congress to keep the report from coming out after asking for a pardon. Hegseth is so innocent, he paid off the woman who accused him of rape and got her to sign an NDA. RFK Jr. is so innocent, he called the babysitter 30 years later to apologize.
My God.
Once he was running for president. And Trump is so innocent, only 26 women have said he did to them what he brags on tape he likes to do. God, people, at least Matt Gaetz still has friends in prison. Maybe not in Congress anymore, but they love you inside, Matt.
Here is what we take in the resistance. Ron tweeted, the Gaetz nomination proves what too many Americans forgot between 2020 and 24, that Trump is a bumbling, incompetent fool.
Yes. So stupid. And again, Matt Gaetz has now removed more criminal insurrectionists from Congress in one day.
Thank you.
Than Garland could in 4 years.
I already read your tweet on the air. Thank you. Oh, my God. The more evidence that comes out, John, I mean, Gino Madala, our friend, said the same thing. It just points to one thing, is what the F?
And remember this. They didn't cut him loose because he paid a 17-year-old for sex. They cut him loose because too much evidence was coming out proving he paid a 17-year-old.
Yes. Someone else threaded that clearly Gaetz backed out as a quid pro quo for them not releasing his ethics report. Everything is about what they can get away with. And now all these Republicans are on record as, you know, is fighting for a child sex trafficker.
Yeah, well, release the report. The report still needs to come out. I have to see 200 pictures of Hunter Biden's penis. You can release this report, people. Marjorie Taylor Greene whipped out one of those and me on C-SPAN.
I loved, by the way, I missed it, but you retweeted, someone said, International Men's Day, silence, not shocked. And someone else tweeted back, did you think women were going to organize it for you?
Yeah.
I mean, this, like, Jody and I keep talking about, John, it's just this whole bro sphere that we're supposed to understand from Rogan or whatever. Rapey. And no wonder he's appointed all rapists. It's rapey and creepy and homophobic.
Why aren't you trying harder to understand the bro dependent, Stephanie? Don't you understand that they all grow up on porn and real women are a real letdown after growing up on porn? And that's why they don't leave the house and date. And that's why they're angry, because the reality doesn't conform to what porn taught them the world should be like. So they're going to punish poor people by voting for Caligula. It makes perfect sense. I don't need a New York Times expose. This is what the bro-dependent culture does. And that's why Matt Gaetz, you know, he'll land somewhere. I mean, he's never gotten a job that didn't involve his daddy making a phone call. But Matt Gaetz will get a job in this administration or somewhere in media.
Which is why...
It's 17 years. I'm sorry. He paid another guy to let him have sex with a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Which is why, as you say, the report needs to come out. Covey said that, too. Republicans on the Health Ethics Committee knew Matt Gaetz had not one but two sexual encounters with a minor and decided to hide that from the American people. And someone else threaded, the best thing about the Gaetz withdrawing, it proves everything was true. But
all true.
Yeah.
And he paid one 18-year-old girl $4,000, paid another 18-year-old girl $6,000. I was so looking forward to Mike Johnson having to defend that, since we're now in the defend child rape phase of his Christianity. But this was always the plan. Get everybody all freaked about Gaetz, normalize the badness, and then, oh, look, Pam Bondi is so much less egregious. She'll sail right through. And Pam Bondi, I'm sure you've talked about it, is one of the most crooked state attorneys general in Florida's history.
Yeah.
The one who cut Trump off and took a $25,000 bribe. So there's the brilliance, right? They lost Gaetz. But if you can't have an attorney general you can control through compromise, get an attorney general you already know is easy to bribe. And hey, criminals of the world, our attorney general is very easy to bribe. She will be confirmed.
Yeah. So you guys are all cat owners. I just love, because, you know, with the whole transphobic bathroom thing this week, I just loved, somebody tweeted, I love how cats just slap the out of everything they don't understand.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
true.
Cats are like Republicans. They really are. I apologize to all of you cat lovers.
Like libertarians.
Yeah,
libertarians.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm so precious. I'm so wonderful. Look at me and the world that was created for my beauty. Oh, look, food magically appeared in front of me and no one had any say in it but me, because I'm special. Cats are libertarians. And then they lick themselves.
But, I mean, the fact that this is... we're told this entire thing was only about inflation and prices, and really, this is the first thing they get to. How is it laughable, by the way, that Marjorie Taylor Greene is, she's gotten nothing done in Congress, and her first thing is to help the, what is it, Office of Government Efficiency that's run by two people? That's now has a congressional committee that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's never gotten anything done.
Already turning on each other. I mean, look, the Hegseth thing, that was leaked internally from someone in the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And they went around Susie Wiles. Boris Epstein convinced Donald Trump to go with Gates behind Susie Wiles' back. Mm-hmm. Boris Epstein is now apparently at war with Elon, and we know having two millionaire-at-birth narcissists in the same room always works out really well.
They're
already turning on each other, Steph, and the Republican Senate does not respect this guy. I mean, you know, the signs are all there, so... good luck with the pro wrestling lady running education. Oh, I forgot to mention, she's a sex offender adjacent as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, so's Elon.
Oh, yeah. By the way, our friend Noel Castler said someone should find out where Judge Jeanine is currently passed out and let her know she's up next. In case Pam Bondi blows up. Someone's got to pick her up. I mean, somebody's got to pick her off the heating grate or off the toilet and just, time for coffee. Come on.
Trump really wanted Matt Gaetz, and now it's Pam Bondi. But if he can't get Pam Bondi, they promised him he can finally name his true first choice for Attorney General, Arnold Palmer's penis. But that's it. That's it, number one. That's next on
the list. Can I just say my favorite sketch ever from Sexy Liberal Virtual during COVID was me playing Judge Jeanine. You were Rudy Giuliani, and Frangelo was Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, I love that.
And you made me laugh so hard my wig fell off.
Can I defend Joe and Mika for a second?
No.
You know,
all right,
it's so hard to keep a relationship going, and how do you keep it hot? I think it's amazing when couples grovel together. Normally, it's, you know, one partner's into humiliation. It's very rare both are into being humiliated together, but I'm not here to kink shame. Whatever works for these two dead inside Republicans to still keep the spark going, let them do it, please.
Listen, my point, John Fugel, saying is MSNBC has a chance to correct their egregious error of 15 years ago when they put Morning Joe in that slot instead of the Stephanie Miller show. John Fugel saying would be a fantastic MSNBC show. Oh, my God.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't know if I could be good. I got to find a partner that I can lick Trump's boots with and say, Jack, this is where we first met.
Why don't we little time, so many reeks.
Why don't we just airlift the former cast of current TV? And
there
put
you
them
go.
Into
yes.
MSNBC.
Yes. All the great stars from current, like you and me and Elliot Spitzer, we're ready.
Oh, yeah. He was a part of it, too, wasn't he?
Could you take your organ out for me, please?
Okay.
Jody, how do you come for John Fugel saying
that? You don't.
On the Bible?
Never.
Thank you. Okay. I don't. Who's Ron? Ron somebody.
I'm a nasty, bro.
Ron said, so you never read what the Lord said about children. You're a hell of a theologian. Thanks for the lesson, LOL. You said actually the Lord is the leading cause of death for actual children in the Bible, but God, yeah. Judaism, the Bible, and Jesus never actually ban abortion or demand punishment for abortion. At no point did they say women, including rape victims, should be forcibly pregnant against their will. God asserts fetus's property in Exodus 21. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
I could do it all day. God kills every fetus on earth with a flood one time because
he was in a movie.
God gives Moses abortion tips for pregnant, unfaithful wives in Numbers chapter 5, asserts a fetus is property and a woman's life has more value in Exodus 21. And if these right-wing Gentiles are still maintaining that God puts the lives of innocent children first, let me tell you about Passover. They make this white gun-toting Jesus in their own image.
Yeah.
I don't think any. I'm not saying you have to believe what's in the Bible is literal fact. I'm saying you don't need to believe it to use the Bible against them because they don't follow what's actually in there. These amoral people use the Bible as camouflage, and we have to be in the camouflage removal business. Don't let them hide behind it. Say, where does your holy book say to be really mean to trans people and chase them out of a bathroom? I mean, it's not there. They want to be cruel, and they want spiritual license to get away with it.
Yeah, absolutely. John, we love you. Sexyliberal.com. You can still experience the joy of the Sexy Liberal LA, which is what it's got, the energy that's going to need to carry us through these next 4 years.
And I want to remind everybody now that as of last weekend, Donald Trump has gone below 50% of the popular
vote. Thank you.
So you got to remember, folks, he's now had the majority of Americans vote against him three times. It was 230,000 votes that decided this over three states, 0.15%. He's below 50% in the popular vote. Only Grover Cleveland and William Jennings Bryan and Trump have run for president three times and never gotten 50% any time. In a sane country, we would have a runoff. But Kamala Harris now has the third highest vote total of anyone who's ever run for president in this country. 10 million more votes she got than Trump had in 2016. 7 million more than Hillary Clinton had in 2016. 7 million more than Obama in 2012 and 4 million more than Obama in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a red wave.
Yeah, and thank you, John. That's not to stay in a liberal bubble or be all happy clappy. We're just stating facts and actual numbers, and do not be demoralized and feel like we're just overwhelmed and, oh, my God, we lost in a landslide. You know, not even close. We love you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Mwah. There he goes, our resistance warrior. Yeah. By the way, speaking of Viva la Resistance, Shay tweets, rest is resistance. Reading is resistance. Joy is resistance. Community is resistance. The powers that be want you angry, tired, ignorant, scared, isolated, despondent. Do not give them what they need. Here, you know what else? Acts of kindness we've been talking about all week are resistance. I just love this one. At David Niven's funeral, the largest wreath was from the porters at Heathrow Airport with a note reading, to the finest gentleman who ever walked through these halls. He made a porter feel like a king. Be kind to everyone. That's how we resist. Don't be a mean girl. Just small acts of kindness. Vive la resistance. I'm just swinging around the Matt Gaetz scalp. I'm on the barricades in Les Miserables. Okay.
Oh, never say that word again.
Yeah.
Bleh.
Wave around a French flag instead of a scalp. That's Les Miserables. A little...
Bleh. I don't care.
Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Bleh. Okay. That's because my French pronunciation is Miserable.
Bleh.
Bleh. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders, Heat Holders. I love my heat holders. I made you guys touch my blanket.
You got our face
my
up in it.
My soft, soft blankie.
You did.
It is, oh my God, it's so warm and so cuddly schnoogly. Heat holders, I know you've heard about their thermal socks. They are just the go-to for winter. My feetses can't get enough of them. They are perfect gifts for all of your family and friends as well. Heat holders make so much more than socks, though. The warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, the blankies, as I said, jackets, fleece, vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. And check this out. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth, original, light, and ultralight. It's like a thermostat.
Yes.
You just, right, depending on what kind of cold you're dealing with.
A thermostat of comfiness.
Thank you. Heatholders.com. The code is Miller. You get 15% off your entire order. Shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com, and the code is Miller. Heatholders, making life warmer.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth! This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to get the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile. It's you making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
They've been the OG sexy liberal company even before sexy liberal was doing it. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. They're going to need our help more than ever now with the
general sweep of arm.
Thank you. They've given, you name it, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives. So you get the largest, most reliable network in the world. You get great deals on new phones, great customer service, and you get to make a difference. You get to vote which nonprofits get your dollars. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. How easy peasy is that? And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. Carrie Threads, remember in the movie Aliens when no one listened to the woman and then everyone died? Mm-hmm. That's what the vibe feels like right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The chick with the cat.
The cat survived.
Yes, the cat did.
Yeah. Bob tweets, you know what I haven't heard anything about for the last couple weeks? People in Ohio eating cats and dogs. Uh-huh. I mean, it was all over the news in November, but now it's like it never happened. Weird, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mainstream media. I guess they were all eaten. I guess everyone's cats and dogs are eaten. Okay. Ellen says, I know I've heard conservatives say stuff like they just don't understand trans people. And like, okay, here's the thing about common human decency. You don't have to understand someone else's choices to respect them and allow them to have freedom to exist in peace. Thank you. We can't all be as moral as Republicans. Would you like some fun facts?
Sure.
A new report is out from the CDC on the states with the highest rates of STD infections. Uh-huh. The top nine are all Republican states.
Of course.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, our friend Tristan Snell said Matt Gaetz, speaking of family values once again, Matt Gaetz withdrew his AG because he had something to hide. He resigned from the House because he had something to hide. Matt Gaetz begged Trump for a pardon because he had something to hide. Released the entire Gaetz report. The American people deserve to know. Thank you, Tristan Snell. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela. Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.